Welcome to another edition of In Focus. It's Bob Perot with you, and joining us today is Aaron Lee, Executive Director with Lanark County Interval House. Welcome back, Aaron.
Good day. Nice to be with you, Bob.
It is good to have you here. We have been doing this look at each of the individual Culloden, Cusack, Mormerdam inquest recommendations from their jury to stop intimate partner violence in Ontario. We've been looking at these each and every week. We look at a different one. We're going to go through all of them. There's more than 80 of them. We're up to number 21, and there have been some reactions, I guess we would say, some official reactions from some of those named in these recommendations. And so we wanted to bring you on today to talk about it. We also know that the NDP responded to, I guess, for lack of a better way to say it, the lack of action that has been taken by the province so far on these recommendations and calling for the Ford government to do more. That was on Friday. And of course, we had a story on that here on Lake 88. So, Aaron, I guess I don't know where you want to start, maybe by talking a little bit about those who have already officially recognized and reacted to these recommendations.
Yeah, sure, Bob. I think that in terms of the notification from the government officially, we've received a 55-page document that outlines what the government is referring to as part one in terms of their response. We've also heard from the Privacy Commission as well as the Coroner's Office. And I think that, you know, some people talk about it from a disappointment perspective, because I think that the community is waiting, and the community has been waiting for a long time, for 6 months, for the government to officially take some action. And I think there was hope that the action would be clearer, the action would be stronger, and that the action would speak to what we often refer to as the critical recommendations as it relates to an implementation committee, an overseeing body, perpetrator intervention, and the declaration that intimate partner violence is an epidemic. And unfortunately, we didn't hear that commitment in the first part one report from the government of Ontario.
No, and it's really interesting, because I know that I do believe it's the Office of the Coroner reacted and agreed with the all that is being asked of their office. And I know that over the course of these recommendations, there are several different parties that are named, and many of them have already basically said, okay, we're chomping at the bit to get going, let's do this. And they've been waiting for the government to react, and basically what they had hoped would be a rubber stamp, but it doesn't seem that's what happened.
No, I think that you're right. The coroner's office has responded. The certainly the Privacy Commission did already do a consultation. I think that those are very positive and very hopeful outcomes from the six-month standpoint and from a demonstrated commitment. I think there needs to be a bit of a push for the federal government to respond, the firearms officer, as well as the province of Ontario. And I think that one of the things that we know from Lanark County is I can tell you that police services locally have already started having conversations about modifying policies and modifying the way that they approach the work as a result of the recommendations. And I think rural communities, as I said in the event on Friday, rural communities are really coming together and are really jump-starting. These recommendations are really pushing and moving toward change. And I think that what we want to see is the government saying, yeah, we're working alongside you. We want to meet rural communities where they're at, and we want to follow up on these recommendations and do what we can to follow what I believe is a good roadmap that the jurors defined for us through this inquest process.
Yeah, I like that you call it a roadmap, and it certainly seems like, you know, everyone who has to be on the bus is getting on the bus, and we're just waiting for the province to drive it in the proper direction.
Yeah, I think the province has, if you look at the 55-page report, I think there are things in the 55-page report that indicate that, for instance, stable funding for agencies that address issues of intimate partner violence are important. I think if you look at the report, there's, you know, we agree with the recommendation, we partially agree, we're in the process of implementation, or Simply, this already exists, and we call it complete. And I think that where the work needs to happen is what does that look like? What does the plan actually look like, and the steps that need to be taken in order to fulfill stabilized funding for intimate partner violence-serving agencies? What does that look like? What does it look like to recognize that perpetrator intervention needs to happen? What does it actually look like in terms of next steps and what we can expect from the government? And then the critical issues related to the resolution around the declaration. We know that Lanark County was the first to make that declaration, and now we see lots of other municipalities around our province taking the same steps to create the room for that discussion and the resolution in their own communities. So what is a province going to do in terms of what more will it take? We know that we lost 52 women to the hands of femicide in 52 weeks in the province of Ontario. We know of those 52, 17% of those women were rural women. And now, since November to the end of January, we know that there were 14 more murders and femicides that occurred in the province of Ontario. And now 28% of those have been identified as rural. So what are we waiting for in terms of the declaration and in terms of a more charted response and steps and planning to implementation?
Yeah, and it seems too like a lot of the things that they're saying are in place, or they're already working on this. They're I guess scattered over many different departments and ministries and so on. And part of what the recommendations want to do is to sort of bring it all under one umbrella so it can be much more coordinated. That I think would be an important step and would certainly help organize the reaction.
I think that when we had an opportunity to go to Roma in Toronto, and we had an opportunity to speak to two ministers, one an associate minister, Charmaine Williams, and one the minister of MCCSS, Minister Fullerton, I think that we were very clear that we appreciate the approach of cross-ministerial working and recommendations. But I think that what we need is the concrete. Communities are wanting to heal. Communities have the appetite for no more violence, and campaigns and gatherings and things are happening, including the leadership of local municipalities. So we do. We need them to follow the roadmap, meet us where we're at on the road, and work alongside us, and make some concrete, dedicated commitments to how the province is going to address and honor the lives taken.
Now, just to address a big positive here, you've mentioned the communities around and police services that want to take steps to improve the situation. That's a great thing.
I would agree. It's really positive, and rural communities are learning from some of them from the example that I think that Lanark County has put forward. I think that our county council taking steps to make that resolution, I think the Smiths Falls Police talking about how to make change and how to implement the recommendations as a small police force in a relatively small area, that they're leading that example and leading that charge. And it's very positive. And it's very positive that communities are gathering and having these conversations and are saying, what do we do as community to make sure that these recommendations are held to task? I also have to mention that it's really quite impressive the level of media engagement that we've seen across many, many communities across the province. But for Lanark County, the commitment of Lake 88, the commitment of Inside Ottawa Valley, the commitment of local radio stations and media leads has been impressive. And certainly, I think that other communities are also afforded the opportunity to, go to Lake 88 and listen to the broadcasts related to the recommendations. And the fact that our local media are making sure that the recommendations stay newsworthy and engaging the public so that they can learn about those recommendations and how they can be part of those solutions is a critical part of us moving forward.
Well, Aaron, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. Is there any final words that you have for our listeners?
I think if I had any final words, I'd say it's important to continue to apply pressure to all levels of our government to react and to hear the voices of those who are living with or who were impacted, and especially those whose lives have been taken. And that I commend the rural communities for stepping up and taking action and not waiting. And I think we'll move things along and we'll continue with that momentum.
And we'll continue our look at the inquest recommendations one by one until we get through them all this coming Thursday. You can listen to those interviews on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. If you go to the local news tab at the top, it opens a drop down and the CKW inquest is one of the options. And that's where you can see and listen to all of those interviews. Aaron, I guess I'll be speaking to you in a couple of days, but thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you as always.
Our guest today, Aaron Lee, Executive Director with the Lanark County Interval House here on Lake 88. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening.